WBOSN Boss Man Radio.
One more time.
WBOSN Boss Man Radio.
DJ and KJ.
Good Wednesday morning, and welcome to all of you already in with us this morning here on Drive Time, a rainy Wednesday here in the B-Town. And good morning, Ken. Looking forward to another good airing of Drive Time.
Yeah, we are. It is rainy and nasty this morning. Much more so. I'm going to set this right here. And first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get us in the camera angle. How about that? There we go. That's a lot better right there.
That might be a bad thing.
Well, it probably is.
Audio is probably a little better when it comes to you.
Yeah, I would think it probably is. But certainly better to, instead of seeing my bald head and your bald head, they probably much rather see that angle. See, I'm telling you, man, that's shine. I mean, barely see y'all. Yeah, I know. We had to change camera angles there, Adam. But you know, it's a situation around here where we just try to work with what we got, which is not much.
I tell you, Coach Sasser used to say on every Wednesday practice, Wednesday hump day, best day of your life. I love a Wednesday.
Is today Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday. It better be.
Oh yeah. Yesterday.
It better be. I've prepped for it. Good morning, David Padgett, Super Dave, in with us. Adam Manasco, David Madden, Jeff Booker. John Pierce, Viking Strong, Austin Egerton, Logan Williamson, Hunter Harp. Good morning to each and every one of you. Hope your Wednesday's getting off to a good start. If you're out and about traveling locally, you certainly want to proceed with caution. A little messy here in the B-Town.
Yeah, it is. It's supposed to be. There's Aunt B checking in. Supposed to be that way for the, I guess, the next couple days or so. Doing a little something different here today. You know, we have been just on, my personal page, and then, of course, Pete Chevrolet and Peach Ford's Facebook page, Faces for Radio, Chris Hall. Hey, I tell you what, Chris, a couple faces only great-grandmothers could love. But
that's right.
But so anyway, for the first time since we kicked off Drive Time this morning, we are actually on the Boss Man Productions Facebook page and the Boss Man Productions YouTube page in full 1080p.
Okay.
P.
Getting out there.
Yeah, so if you want to kick back and you want to watch, I don't know, maybe like up on the big screen. I don't know why you'd want to, but I mean, maybe you do. I've heard people say that they did that.
I see Lance McKenzie's in this morning. Did he claim his tickets from his
good story. I got a good story for that. So let me figure that. Let me get something.
Katie Perry, happy birthday. I'll see you in a few. Katie's celebrating her 23rd birthday today.
Katie Perry's birthday
is
today?
It is.
23rd? Wow. So Butch spoke with him last night. Very appreciative. He has something going on. He cannot make it to the Daytona 500. So here's the deal. We're going to put this out here like this. He said he wanted those tickets to give them away, you know, in his, I guess, via him, his name, you know, that kind of thing. Not his name, but you know what I'm saying. Uh-huh. And he said his only kicker was he wanted to make sure that whoever it was got a 12-pack of that Mountain Dew ice to go with it. And, you know, let's get some video of them getting some tickets and drinking some Mountain Dew ice. And
can do that.
I told him we could make that happen. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Donna.
Good
morning,
to see
Samantha.
You,
Samantha paid in as well.
He wanted to see that. So I say this, let's just put it out there, and whoever comments, we'll put, you know, if you want to comment on the video that you want to win the tickets, comment, like and share the video, but put the comment in there. You want to go to the Daytona 500, and we'll pick somebody by Friday, maybe today.
Yeah,
you sure. know, and we'll give those tickets away, and we'll get you a 12 pack of that Mountain Dew ice. So there's Paige Rohn. Hey Paige, good to see you.
Good morning, Paige.
And Cindy Fleming in, of course.
Cindy Lou.
Cindy, and of course we had Greg in yesterday for a good time. And I tell you what, I'm gonna say this again. I like us not being in such cramped quarters.
Oh man, it's a different program.
It is. You know, people are going to think we really don't like each other the way we got this thing set up right now. I'm going to tell you what we need two of those lights.
Yeah.
I mean, really. You know, I think that would probably make things better, because that one in the middle, it worked over there at the Ford store, but it doesn't work when you got an 8-foot table. Here's Carrie Sawyer.
Good morning, Heath.
There's Christy Shiver. Good morning.
I tell you, Cindy likes to get out.
Jackson?
She prides herself working in the yard. I believe the day is going to be a washout for her. Cindy, take it easy.
Yeah, you better take
your feet up and run Greg around and have a good time with it.
The good Mr. Hal Whitman in.
Carrie Hart.
With us this morning is Ray Stewart.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Ray. Ray's a good supporter of BMP and of course, Peach, and been a long-time friend of all of ours. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Weezy.
How are you doing this morning? There's Alicia Nelson in.
Good morning to each and every one of you.
Yeah, good morning. Kind of recapping a little bit yesterday, I went home last night still scratching my head that you didn't like the hot mustard thing. That kind of threw me. That, you know, I mean, that's been a like the talk of the internet, so to speak. I mean, people, I mean, they
never knew it left.
Yeah, well, I guess if you don't like mustard,
yeah,
I mean, I can see it.
I'm gonna tell you my takeaway from yesterday, and it was my favorite part maybe of each of the shows we've done. I think yesterday was my favorite feel good moment, when Greg was talking about his the farmers market and talking about the program that the state offered in terms of getting some vouchers that are only redeemable at a farmers market, not the grocery store, just a farmers market. And then Connie comes in and posts a state link to get more information on it, to maybe access those vouchers. And then Mayor Clark came in, and it kind of tied into their senior center, their feed center. And I just thought that worked. It was a, you know, a win-win-win. Helps Greg, helps the older folks, helps the sales center. I like that. I like when information. And I would be willing to bet that Connie has a link to every state and federal agency out there.
I bet she
would
does.
Would you imagine?
I bet she does. And
I appreciate her sharing it here with us.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, I guarantee you that she probably let me do this. I thought something was a little off right there. I think that may I don't know if that sounds better. I knew something was crazy sounding, but you know what?
Maybe it's, here it comes.
Maybe it sounded better without it. You hear that? Was that rain?
Yeah, I think it is. Oh, it's definitely rain.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, I see that now. But yeah, so I guarantee she's probably got all that. Hey, there's Rebecca Whitfield, Jamie Burnham. Hey, Jamie.
Bentley, we went through the pickle scenario yesterday, and your brother was kind enough to to reiterate what I've been saying. I've never eaten a pickle. Never will. Not even on accident.
That's classic.
There's the Deacon, Dwayne Draper. Good morning, Dwayne. Hope your day's off to a good start and continues down that path. I saw Rebecca in earlier, and I want to get this out kind of as a public service announcement. We have a group of 12 and under boys that are playing some travel baseball, and there's an opportunity to be supportive of their efforts. They have a Facebook page, Lower Alabama Vipers. If you'll go into your search engine and type in Lower Alabama Vipers, you will see a complete listing of the roster, the coaches, the tournaments they're going to play in, and opportunities to support them. You can support them directly with a financial contribution, or you can join their team, and there are a lot of businesses that have partnered up with them. And if you shop with those businesses, a portion of those proceeds go to support the Lower Alabama Vipers. So if you get a chance, check them out, get signed up. And if you're going to shop at those businesses anyway, why not do it and get a little kickback for our local boys and help them with their efforts. But excited about watching them play. I appreciate Rebecca and Chris Lowry for sharing the information with us, and we'll continue to plug that as we can.
Yeah, that's a
get out and
that's
help
a
every little
thing.
Bit.
If you can help support these local local youth and kids and, you know, anything like that.
And it goes towards equipment and uniforms.
Right,
it's not anything
right.
that's extravagant. But check them out, Lower Alabama Vipers, 12U baseball team. Looking forward to watching them.
Yeah, that's you know, I tell you what, we're lucky to live in a community where so many people do get involved.
Sure.
We've talked about that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you
yeah.
know, we do talk about that a lot. But
good morning, Kathy.
There's Miss Kathy, and there's of course, you say it's not Margaret.
It could be Margaret. It's just not always Margaret.
Margaret, if it's you, give us the secret code. You know what that is, dot, 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 dash, dot, dot, dash, dash. Dot. I don't even know what that is, but I know Robbie doesn't know the code. So if he is stalking, like you I think he was.
He has was before.
Did Christina say that yesterday?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
That
Stalker.
Right. Stalker.
Stalker.
There's Jeff Carrier. Hey, Jeff. But yeah, I was kind of looking there. There's two thumbs up. What's happening to Southern Pine this morning?
I'll tell you what. Well, got to wait and let the weather clear up before they can get out in service.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't think. The weather bothers those people too much. Hey, Tammy, I want to tell you something. I've seen Tammy in a few times. I didn't realize I went to JD with Tammy way back, and that's a you know, when you see an old schoolmate classmate like that, brings back some memories. No, we don't. Listen, Hunter, we don't have any donuts. The mayor's supposed to bring some, but the mayor shows up when the mayor gets ready to show up.
Trust me, Hunter, I've got an eye out for him.
Yeah.
Okay, Rebecca, thank you for sharing the information there.
There it is. That's right.
To get out and help.
Click on that link.
Lower Alabama Vipers.
If you do happen to be watching on Peach Ford, Peach Chevrolet, Boss Man Productions, even the YouTube channels, what have you, we are monitoring comments on my personal page. If you'll look in the description of the video, you'll see a link to my personal page, and you can go on and watch this video. Mallory Stanley, good morning to you, Mallory, down at Tallulah Bells.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a frequent shopper of Tallulah Bells simply because they don't house things for men that I know of, unless some things have changed. Now, if they have, I forgive me.
If they'll start carrying 40/28 trousers, I'm there. You know, I get sick and tired of hearing people talk about the problems they have, problem with this and a problem with that. Well, let me tell you something, pal. Get out and try to find you some 40/28s anywhere.
That
anywhere.
Let me tell you something. That is a problem.
It's a problem.
Okay? Because I'm going to tell you this.
Nobody stocks them.
I had got up to that 40, 30 mark.
You can find those from time to time.
Well, let me tell you, you better get there quick because they don't have a lot of them. And so I found that you go in and you better tell somebody to get those things ordered or something, because you're not going to just walk in and find a lot of those on the shelf. Now, I'm going to tell you this, 36 30s. Are pretty easy to get hold of, and I have made it down to that right as of right now.
Well,
I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it's just easier on me to buy pants. Now, I say that. Let me tell you this: the old 40/30s I had are now work pants, and I take a belt and cinch them up so hard, look like Jethro from the Clampets.
Good morning, Daddy. And I want to just throw this
morning,
out there:
Ted.
If any of you,
Danny, good morning,
if
Danny.
If any of you come across 40/28s. Just buy them. I don't care the color. I don't really care the material. It can be a corduroy. It can be a blue jean. Just get them, and I'll square up with you.
Sarge, that is a cool video. I just saw some of that video this morning. I did not see all of it, but it is a cool video, and I like the way that thing started out. And to my knowledge, that was done by students
their video club. Holly Wyatt's name, I think, was the one that
sure.
was posted under.
Sure.
But yeah, they have a video club over there. It was well done. I watched it this morning also.
Sykes and Cons, you're right about that, Rachel. they'll take care of all those problems, because that's a fact. Philip Zangas,
good morning, Z.
What's going on, Zang? Sandy Harrelson in is with us this morning. Rachel, we're still waiting on that scheduling. I know we had talked about it. We're still waiting on that scheduling for the Breathe Easy. We'd love to come down and do a show from the Breathe Easy, either docked up or...
Yeah, let's stay in port.
Okay, well, good. I'm good with that.
Or at least where we can see the beach. I can't...
We can do it docked up.
It could get bad in a hurry.
Yeah, we can do it. We can do it docked up. I'm just saying, we're not talking about... there you go, Adam. That's right. Happy signing day, War Eagle. We don't have to go out fish or crank it up or anything. We don't need the air conditioner. We can be on the back of it.
That works.
Yeah.
You say air conditioner?
Well, we don't need it.
Okay.
I mean, if we do, I don't know why. We're not going to be inside.
But I think you always need it.
Well, it may stay running all the time anyway. I mean, if you hooked up the shore power, it may be, you know.
Yeah.
It's in South Florida getting painted at the moment. Well, look, as soon as it gets finished, let us know. We'd love to come down. Because here's the deal. We'd like to have Patrick and you and, you know, of course, anybody, especially getting around time that the fishing season starts and all that. Hey, that'd be a big time weekend to go down and do some of that kind of thing on a weekend of one of those tournaments.
That'd be a great time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun. And I think we know one or two people that's got places down there
sure
that we could probably shack up at.
Yeah.
Drag up at. One of them, he may own a couple of the buildings that we frequent.
There you go.
Daily.
Yeah, sure.
And we just crash on him, whether he
likes
it.
Whether he likes it or not, we'll just show up.
Matter of fact, we'll make him come over and get on the Breathe Easy
look here.
With us.
Look at here.
Hey, look right here.
He said it.
He said it. He meant it.
I tell you what.
My God, he came and
let's
he came through.
How about the mayor?
How about the mayor?
How about the mayor?
Go ahead, Terry Clark.
Look at that.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Look here. Let's back out and get us a
have one or five.
Let's get us a lot. Look at that right there.
Look at that.
We have finally got back to what this show started and was all about. That would be, hey, Rachel says she'd get us set up at the War 4 Morning Show. Hey, that'd be awesome.
That would be
awesome. We would love to do that, and I think that would be a fantastic time. I think there'd be you set that up, Rachel. Let us know. We'd love to do that. We'll be there.
Look at that.
Hey,
I tell you what, now we're getting back.
Now we're getting back. Now this is drive time like it's supposed to be the way it started.
How old is it? Last night.
Okay.
It'll be perfect.
Yeah. Tomorrow be better
for
DJ.
Tomorrow be better.
Now we have pizza.
This will be good. See
how
it's not completely marbled up just yet?
No, work. Listen, we've got pizza, donuts.
Yes, sir.
No,
now
Rachel,
we're doing
we don't. I should have that ready to go hopefully by tomorrow's show. I'm waiting on one piece to come in, which is supposed to be today. So hopefully we'll have it in today, and hopefully we'll have it set up where we can go live with the phone tomorrow.
Bo Newton, Coach Campbell is doing a great job. Get on Facebook, and Holly Wyatt, Steve and Holly Wyatt were the ones that released it. But you should be able to find it pretty quick if you get on Facebook.
Hunter Harp said, those don't look gluten-free. They don't. Tractor Bryant? Yeah, that's right.
My man.
Good to see you.
My bunkmate.
Good morning, Ramona. Good to see you. Always good to see Ramona. I'm going to tell you something. Ramona is a special woman to be – now, let me say this. I love Happy. Okay, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying Ramona is a special woman – that Happy and her, they gel together. That is and a match made. That's beautiful.
She's my hero.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. Speaking of Ramona, and good morning, Ramona.
Hey, Miss Peggy.
I love looking
Courtney
at Facebook
Peavy.
And looking at pictures.
James Carroll.
Looking at pictures of family members and things of that nature. Her grandson, his pictures on Facebook instantly put me in a good mood. I love his facial expressions. He's the cutest little boy. One of the cutest little boys I've ever seen.
That, Rachel.
Especially enjoy the pictures of seeing him, and appreciate Savannah for posting so many.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Rachel said the first Blue Marlin tourney, second week of May at the Wharf. We can work that out. Of course, Cobia season starts. Welcome to come down for that as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
Is there a pizzeria anywhere in
there's
the
all kind of, well, I mean, listen, I think there's anything you want at the Wharf, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure there's a Domino's or a something. I mean, I feel quite Shamella mushroom. Something.
I saw James Ansley in earlier.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to open Louie's over here in the shopping center, the Italian joint. That's gonna be a nice addition to our community.
You're right, Louise. Now we have a show. That is correct. Donuts, one-day-old pizza, The juggernaut is out. It doesn't get any better than that. So, yeah, we're definitely getting things back. I'm looking forward to
this is delicious.
Well, it sounds delicious. I'm looking forward to coming down and doing that at the wharf. That'd be a big time. Or the boat, whatever. I mean, you know. But anytime we can do anything mobile, it's always fun. You know, we've had a great time doing a lot of mobile stuff, and you know, it's a big time to be able to do that kind of thing. Let me back in here to get back in. We can still get a little shot of that, but Moe's Barbecue. Oh man. Hey, Moe's Barbecue. Have you ever ate at Moe's Barbecue?
I have.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you something. If you haven't, I was about to tell you, you're missing out in life. There is that macaroni and cheese, some of the best you've ever eaten.
I love it.
I'm gonna tell you something. It is fantastic. Fantastic. Ricky Hart, good morning to you.
She does, Chris. I remember that now. We would love to catch up with her as well.
Who is that?
Elisa Finley Hart has a
business
space down there.
She's married. Jason's my cousin. She's married to Jason. Yeah.
Pretty together.
So we can I didn't realize that they had their business serve food down there. I didn't know that. But hey, that's cool. We can work that out. While we're there, we may have Jason and Lisa on.
I'm gonna tell you, the mayor and Hal have made my morning.
They come through, man.
I needed a little pick me up. I told you I came in, I was dragging a little bit.
Yeah.
Energy level was low.
You did. You really did. I'll tell you something.
Hump day, best day of your life.
Anybody in, if we can't be, you know, if anybody wants a donut, of course, it seems kind of, I don't know if everybody like left or.
I think we have run them out of the building.
I mean, does it seem a little, like, I don't know, quiet? I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There's Elisa Finley Hart right there.
Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning, Elisa. We're
coming to see you soon.
Yeah, we just nominated with the help of Chris Hall. We nominated coming down or Chris nominated you, and we just invited ourselves to come down and partake of some of food and drink at and forgive me, I don't know the name of the business. If you'll put it in the comments, we'll certainly get it out there and let people know about it. But you know, of course,
so many choices.
Yeah, I mean. What do you do? Listen, pizza, gluten-free.
You wonder if the people watching, if they think I'm going for the donut next or the pizza next. What would you put your money on?
I'm going to be honest with you. My money would be on the donut. And the only reason I'm saying that is because that pizza's not 2 days old. If it was 2 days old.
You know me well, Ben. I mean, you know me well.
I'm saying? So,
yeah, figured this game out.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Jason does all the cooking at the market at the wharf. That's the name of it. Hey, if you want to go check out a place to eat, you can go down and see check them out, Elisa and Jason Hart, at the market at the wharf, and go check them out down there. We are going to check them out either during cobia season or maybe when the marlin season gets kicked off. But we're going to be down that way to get that thing going. Amber Nager, good morning to you. Flattened reptile. Hey, when I'm gonna tell you something. When he pulls a knife out and slices a donut in half and puts a piece of pizza in the middle of it, things gonna get a little frisky.
Let me tell you something. That's big talk from Butch. Let me tell you about
pizza, burgers, wraps, and all kinds of goodies. That's the market at the wharf. That sounds. Hey, listen, you just made DJ's day right there.
Those are some of my favorites.
There's Wiener, Manny McKenzie, classmate. What's going on, classmate?
Yeah. Susan Rhodes in. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Well, yeah, so we were talking about James Ansley. He's about to open up
Louie's
Italian Bistro.
They're near Goodies restaurant? And Pickens.
Whatever. What is the difference between a bistro and a restaurant?
You got me. I don't know.
I mean, I've always, like, I equate a bistro with a place that, like, you can't sit but about maybe 14 people.
Those are good.
Maybe 10 to 14. Well, they sound finger-licking good. I mean, I can hear it quite well in these earpieces that I've got in. I'm going to tell you.
The mayor and Hal have come through
today.
They
came through. I'll tell you what, man. It's good to have a support structure like that in place to make us feel as good as As good as that is,
Here's the great equalizer.
I wonder how much harder it's going to be to find 42 28s, DJ. Susan wants to know, would you be a moderator at today's Scholar Bowl in Bruton? I don't know where that Scholar Bowl is even being held. And I'm going to tell you, I thought you had to be some sort of a scholar.
I was going to say, that is kind of an oxymoron to put me in there if you're looking for a little...
Listen, he is a
comedy relief,
year participant, graduate at the great school of Auburn University. So, and I'm not telling on him. He's told that story. I don't know. At least I've heard it a dozen times. So,
well, I've watched a lot.
It's got to be good.
I've watched movies, so I could get through it.
Just at the old Bruton Middle School, the Fisher Center.
Fisher Center.
Yeah, it's at the Fisher Center.
Exactly. What does a moderator have to do?
Right.
And can they bring refreshments?
No. The question is there going to be refreshments there? All of that useless. Yeah, you're. I don't know if it's useless, but he possesses a lot of it. That part I will tell you. He's. He could come up with things that he did take me a little off, caught me a little off guard yesterday when he, you know, act like he was too big of a fan of a McRib, which I was kind of shocked at. But Bistro is Russian for fast. That's what Big Lou said.
You know what my foreign language was at Auburn?
Russian.
You told me. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, Big Lou. So that means you're supposed to get in and out fast with whatever type of fare that they're presenting there. So I'm gonna tell you, I don't know that I've ever been in many bistros that were all that, or that I equated to be that fast. Maybe now that I know that means fast, I'm gonna be looking for that next time I go in one.
Sure.
Now that's some good. I've said it. I'm gonna say it again. Now that's good information right there.
That's solid.
Okay. That is good information.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that you can get and expect to get right here on Drive Time every morning. I've Russian.
Been looking at that pepper on.
What do you call that? Were you interpretation?
Sure.
Interpreter?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. What was it? Back a few years ago, where the President Obama was over somewhere speaking, and they had that interpreter, and Saturday Night Live did the skit like the week later or something, because of supposedly the guy doing the interpreter for him, whatever sign language, whatever, didn't have a clue what he was doing, so they did a skit about this. I cried watching that. Charlie German, there's Charlie.
Bistro, Chris.
Big Lou.
Very bistro.
Big Lou said his was Russian as well. One of few words he remembers.
The only thing I remember is Minyazovut David. My name is David. Minyazovut David.
Hey, there's Rachel Ivey's featured listing of the week. Speaking of the Wharf, three bedroom, three bath penthouse. If you're looking for it, you need to.
Nothing but the best.
Give Rachel a call. Hey, tell you what. Go down there and buy it, and we come down to do this live show. We'll come down and we'll do a walkthrough of it with a 360 camera. We'll just put your new MTV crib. We'll put your
Cribs.
New crib on.
Yeah,
put your new crib out there for everybody. There's Ken Douglas. Good morning to you, Ken. I've kind of figured out what a little bit of that noise is. It's the air conditioner when it cranks up.
Booker's in. Good morning, Booker.
That's what it is. LaDon Simmons. There is LaDon.
Good morning, LaDon.
Good morning, LaDon. We talked about LaDon one day, not long, in a show a week or so back, but LaDon could skate.
Oh, yeah.
I think he can still skate.
A man of many talents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. There's the link to the Billfish Classic. We need to put those dates in our calendar to remember to... we want to make that happen.
I'm going to have one more, and that's going to be
it. I'm going to tell you, I heard that stomach over there just then. It sounded like it was saying,
I'm gonna have one more.
Grab a donut. That's what it sounded like. Now, I'm interpreting here right now.
I'll oblige.
We do live show from the market. Feed. Now, I'm going to just tell you right now, you just said the magic words.
We're in, Elisa.
Right there, Elisa.
We're
you
in.
Say feed, y'all.
We would love to do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
We'd have a big time without.
What do you say? Book it, Dano.
Book it.
Yeah, book that one. That'd be a good thing. There's Christina in this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Book.
Manasco says he's got friends that owns Cobalts down there. Might be another. I'm going to tell you something.
Let's just go down and do a week's worth of shows.
Well, hey, I think that would be that's right. We need to do a live show during the weigh-in on that Saturday. Now, that would be – there's a lot going on. I want a camera put – like we talked about the girl that pulls those fish up that owns that gym down there. I want a camera just on her that we can just go back and forth with to show people just how strong that woman is. I'm serious.
That'd be good. That'd be fun. We need to make plans to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we do have more than one camera.
Of course, Rachel. We wouldn't have it any other way. You might become a permanent addition to the show.
Yeah. We'd love you to be our guest of honor as well. And, of course, you probably would bring more to it than we do. So you can certainly speak more to, I would think, the fishing aspect and all that, what's going on and that kind of thing than we could. So when you get to grab Jeff and sit him down, I tell you what, if somebody can do that, so she won't be at that weigh-in, just the one in July. Well, okay, that's
fine.
What's
the the music fest they have down there each year?
The Hangout Festival.
Yeah, Hangout Festival.
Yeah, now that'd be another one to do.
Be another trip we could book.
But
that'd be fun.
We'll have to find a section that that'd be fun. But I'll tell you what, man, there's a pile of folks that show up for that thing.
A pile of them.
I mean, a lot. And, you know how it is. I mean, you know, you got to get in where you fit in
crowd like that. Yeah.
Best boat show coming in March at the Wharf as well. Hey, Cody Turner, my friend. How's it going, big guy? Mr. Godwin in this morning.
Good morning.
You know, I tell you what, there's a lot going on down at the Wharf. I'm going to tell you something else we need to do, and we can make this happen as well. We need to do a live show from OWA.
I was just fixing to mention.
I think that's how you pronounce OWA.
Yeah, OWA, yeah.
That's where we need to do a live show. Matter of fact, we need to get on that roller coaster with a live camera and ride that thing live.
What if I videoed you riding?
No. If I get on it, you're getting on it too. I love a roller coaster. I ride one of those 100 times.
Look at that. Rebecca's going to hook us up also.
There you go. That'd be awesome. There's Tracy Miller in this morning.
Tammy Perry
in. Hey,
good morning to each of you.
Listen, we're going to make that OI thing happen, and we're going to take a live. We may take that camera, the one we're using right here,
yeah,
and get on that thing, and we're going to post it up, and we're going to – guess what? She can make that happen, too.
Good morning, Ricky. Jersey Ricky, my friend.
There's sister in this morning. Good morning, Wiki. Whitney.
Sister's in. Good
Sonya
morning,
Odom. There's Miss Sonya.
I saw her video yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Well done. I think she was up here at the playground.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But, yeah. We can. There's a lot of things to be done down that way. So you're good on. I'll tell you this. I couldn't get on the merry-go-round with you.
I'd do that.
I can't do that. I'll make one round.
You get footage from the roller coaster.
Come off and throw up.
You get footage from the roller coaster. And
wait a minute. Do you get sick on a roller coaster, or do you just? Or do you just not like them because you don't like them?
I just don't like them.
Okay, but you don't get physically sick.
I don't get sick. Okay. I'm just not an adrenaline freak by nature.
Right.
It serves no purpose to me, so I just soon, like, I'm never going to die on a roller coaster because I don't see the point of riding them.
Well, but the purpose would be, on that particular deal,
I'd rather go get a corn dog and a lemonade and watch you ride it.
Well, the purpose would be, it'd be a lot of fun.
That's just the point. It's not. Why wait in line for 40 minutes to ride on a go-kart or whatever it is on tracks for 2 or 3 minutes? And it doesn't serve a purpose for me. I mean, it's, you know, different strokes for different folks. I just don't get roller coasters and certainly don't like to ride them. Manasco says he'll ride it, will you?
Okay, well, that's good. Man, I'm I'm good with that.
We'll just make a big road trip down there. We'll invite everybody and have a big time. Good morning, Elizabeth.
I mean,
P.W. Crumpton's back in from across the big pond.
Listen, I'm good. There's Jordan Grantham. Hey, Jordan, I'm in on it. I love a roller coaster. I just thought that getting you in on the roller coaster would be adrenaline or not. Let me ask you this. Have you ever rode a roller coaster?
I have, yeah.
Just didn't care for it the first time?
I just don't, yeah, or the 20th time. I have certainly ridden them and would ride them again. It's just not my deal.
Okay, I don't know how to interpret what Susan just commented there. Do you?
It's definitely in code.
Yeah, it's in code. We'll break it. We'll figure that out.
I'll take it back to the lab later and try to break it down.
Yeah, did you say grab a corn dog or 8 corn dogs?
Let me tell you,
I'm a corn dog fan too.
I don't mind getting busted up, but I'm going to tell you my Lance McKenzie story. I was up at Auburn one weekend with those guys, spent the night at their place, and Lance decided to make
at God's Country.
I was there at God's Country. Yes, sir. He decides to make pancakes about 1 o'clock in the morning for the entire house, and there's probably 5 or 6 of us there. So he gets his griddle going. He starts stacking those cakes up. And I can't remember who it was. Somebody did not finish theirs. He had eaten his portion. We'd all finished up. Somebody threw their pancakes away. Now, granted, it was in a garbage can with a liner. So I guess technically it was as sanitized as a garbage can can be. I saw him. This is a true story. I saw him reach in and grab two pancakes, put squeeze cheese in it, closed it up.
No, he did.
Like pita bread, and ate it. I've seen it. He did it. I said, you are an absolute phenom.
But lie.
No, sir. You can ask Elmer McMillan or Jake Lambert.
I'll tell you what, Butch.
Squeeze cheese and pancakes.
Squeeze cheese and pancakes.
Wrapped them up like a wrap.
Like a quesadilla?
Yeah, like a quesadilla, yeah. He dang sure did it.
Butch,
the 6 he had had before that was syrup and butter weren't enough.
Right. Good morning, Amy Blackhand this morning. You know, but hey, the good thing about Butch is Butch, he can punch counterpunch. You know, he don't mind.
There's Josh Godwin in this morning. Good morning, Josh. Speaking of Josh, the Lady Tigers play this Friday in the regional championship against Hillcrest.
Yes.
Their nemesis here at the gym on Tigard Miller's campus. Is that any chance of us streaming that one?
I don't know what time.
I think the game starts at 6:30, but I'm not going to swear to it.
I think we could do that.
One game.
Yeah,
it may actually be 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll check on the time. And Josh was saying that because he was kind of wanting to put something together with the pregame.
Oh, yeah, sure,
whatnot.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
I told him I'd get back with him mid-morning. So
we'll check
on that.
We'll just find out the time. But I think we can make that happen. Or hopefully. What's today? Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah. Man, we'll see what we can do.
See what we can do.
Yeah. You know, ESPN has like a week to get ready for stuff
like that.
Maybe
a year.
Yeah.
A year's worth of planning.
We got 2 days. So.
It probably won't start till Friday morning.
Yeah. We'll see what we can do on that. There's sister Molly Ann this morning.
Good morning, Molly.
I'll tell you what, I have not been to the OWA, but I've heard a lot of people talk about it. I'm looking forward to getting down there too. Speaking of Manasco, tomorrow, of course, is Thirsty Thursday, Cheesecake Thursday, as we've come to know it, and we look forward to Manasco bringing those cheesecakes by tomorrow morning. Hint, hint, Manasco. What is that? Mardi Gras, Friday night.
Down in Pecola.
Yep. Saturday.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. 2
rain
o'clock.
Or shine.
Chase a shot of tequila pancakes, sir. Wow. That's hardcore right there.
All the dirty secrets coming out here this morning.
Are you doing that before you make the cheesecakes or after you make the cheesecakes? Either way, they're going to be good. So I'm not complaining. I don't mean it that way. I just, you know. But if you haven't saw, or the Cheesecake of the Month Club. Need to check that out. Great thing that Manasco and them are doing. We certainly are looking forward to it. Those things are delicious. I think you would attest to that.
Absolutely delicious.
I think it took you about 2.5 minutes to eat one piece and 3/4 of another piece. I'm pretty sure of that. So when are we going to get the juggernauts in? Well, we can start giving them out to people with the, you know, your face plastered on the side. And
well, I don't know that
you know, I've got
my
one.
Face needs to be on it. But.
You know, I've got one. Well, it's got to be. I mean, that's the brand. Listen, you know, I've got one that's got goat at the top of it.
No.
No doubt.
Tell you what.
Fried deer meat and ice cream is a tasty treat.
Yeah. Never tried that combination, but I like both.
Okay. I'll take your word for that. I mean, that's... you know, another thing we haven't spoke about at all is anybody with birthdays or what have you, if you want to send in your birthdays. I know we got, you know, Stokes had one yesterday. By the way, how was Stokes'
it was
18th
good.
Birthday?
He had a good day. Had a cookout at Winston's house last night. And, of course, a time for reflection and talking about, obviously, how quick it had flown by. You know, watching baseball practice a little bit last night, John Hart got in the car with me and made the comment. He said, it flew by, didn't it? And I said, it's hard to put into words. There's obviously been many people that have gone through it before me, as will after me, but it is it goes by quick. Hug them every chance you get.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's and you may not know this. He may not know this. I mean, is he planning on doing something, you know, baseball wise?
He would like to play. After? Yeah, he would like to play. Continue playing after high school.
Maybe locally, or you know,
he probably needs a little more seasoning. So yeah, he if he.
I'll tell you right now, I know I wasn't ready to leave and go off to college when I got out of high school.
You know, it's funny. You know, him turning 18 yesterday. When I turned 18, and it was probably the same way when you were coming along. You had to register for the draft. I mean,
they don't have to do that anymore.
Uh-uh.
When did they stop that?
I think they stopped teaching communism.
So a long time ago.
Long.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's Donna Mansell and Patty Peach in, or Patty Whitworth. It goes by way too fast. Listen, my daughter's fixing to be 7.
It's crazy.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Well, let me say
back
this.
Back in our day, if you didn't, when you turned 18, if you didn't go register, buddy, they it was like what was it? I don't know. Was it a felony or?
It's a felony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they come find you and lock you up.
Yeah.
Debo, there's Debo back in. We ain't got has Debo made a comment yet? I mean, we
not
speak
a man
to
of many
him.
Words.
I know Debo ain't never been a man of many words, but Debo, you got at least make a comment back to us, man. You know,
Allie Cat,
there's
good
LaWanda.
Morning.
Hey, LaWanda.
She in?
LaWanda.
Good morning.
Yep, there she is. That's for sure.
We keep saying it, and we need to do it. I want to catch up.
Back in. Allison Foster's in.
I want to catch
Allison.
Up with W2W.
Christian registered for the draft. Donna Massell said.
Good man. Unless they do it at school.
Stokes,
we didn't physically go anywhere and do it.
So, wait a minute. So, is it volunteer now? Like, voluntary to do that? Or do they even – used to you had to go to the post office.
You had to go to the post office and register for the draft. Right. I don't know that – I don't know.
I don't know anything either. I mean,
hope I just didn't get Stokes in trouble.
I will tell you something. I did not know after 97 – Oh, so you, after 97, you didn't have to do that anymore. Danny Smith says maybe that, you know, does that mean born after 97? Or it have to be?
Courthouse.
Courthouse, okay. I didn't know that. That's news to me. I mean, you learn something every day, but I learned something right there. You couldn't vote. Yeah, that's right. You couldn't vote if you didn't go and register. Now, I don't think young ladies had to do that, did they? I don't think they had to register.
Uh-uh.
Just
the guys.
Just the guys. Okay.
Miss Page.
Wow.
In our economics class, Miss Page gave you 5 points if you registered to vote and 5 points if you register for the draft. Not to mention it was a law.
Louis said that Jeremiah got his driver's permit yesterday, and I can remember when that when well, I ain't gonna lie to you, I can remember when Darren was two, three years old, because we were obviously neighbors, and man, time does fly by. Selective service registration is still a requirement for men.
Well, I'm afraid I've gotten young Stokes in trouble. If I see the MP running around, I'm going to get him up there.
I'm sure it was voluntold by Randy.
Voluntold by Randy. Okay.
So it's still a requirement. Thank you, Paul.
I like that, voluntold.
Yeah. You know, but that's not a bad thing.
No, absolutely not.
It's not a bad
not.
Thing at all. I mean, you know. And I've said this many times, and I'll say it again. I think every young man, and I've been through it, and anybody that's been through it would probably say the same thing. I think every young man, yep, he's got 30 days to register, according to Jersey Rick right there.
I'm going to check it. I can't have my guy getting in trouble.
Yeah, we don't want that, especially after you just outed him to the world.
I did. To the world.
Yeah. Not meaning to. But, hey, Joseph. Another classmate. What's going on over there, man? There's Miss Penny Holmes in with us this morning. That selective service, man, you know, they didn't play. No, I'm telling you, they didn't play about it back in our time. I can tell you
that. That was back during the Cold War. I mean,
you talked about a week or two back. You talked about the drills they have for what'd you call it, the Code Red drills?
Code Red.
For an active some type right. of mm-hmm. something going on yeah. on campus. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when we were in school, they had nuclear drills.
Sure.
I know you remember getting under the desk. Let me ask you a question, and I'm being as serious as I can be. What was getting under a desk going to do for you if a nuclear bomb went off anywhere around here? I mean, did it make people feel better to say, well, our kids are getting under desk, and maybe – I don't know. Maybe it's like what Jerry Clower said that time about, you know, knocking a guy took the stick up there and knocked a coon out of the tree down in amongst 20 coon dogs. And, but he had the option of whooping all them coon dogs and walking away.
Right.
Maybe that's what the deal is with that. You know, that maybe they're just saying you got a chance of making it. I just don't see we're getting under a desk. Is going to help you in a nuclear blast, but we did it. How many times did you do it a year? Four? Six?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, it a lot.
Several.
You know, fire drills, hey, I get, you know, certainly. Tornado drills, you know, I get that too. But a nuclear drill, they drop a nuclear bomb. I mean, none of this matters anyway. it's just over. So
it's over.
That's a morbid thing to be talking about, sure. But anyway. You talked about that the other day.
Thankfully, we've moved past that. All the world leaders now are sane and not as volatile as they used to be, and nuclear war is no longer a threat. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, well.
Our buddy in South Korea would have you think different.
Well, no, North Korea.
North Korea, I'm sorry,
yeah,
North Korea.
You're right. I'm going to tell you, we're sitting there talking about those nuclear drills. They may start having them again for all we know, you know. I just got to, you know, I would have to think, and maybe I am wrong in saying this, and Paul, if you're still tuned in and you may could help us with this, I would have to think that it'd probably be hard to get close to the Gulf Coast up this way because of that Air Force base sitting down there where it is, and some of the things that I've been told are sitting out in the woods and all around down there. So,
thank you, Claire. I got to get him signed up.
Yeah, you might want to do that. I think it'd be hard to get close to the Gulf Coast. You know, I'm not saying it because, listen, we've seen up where bad things happen. I think a lot of things have changed since that particular day as well. We're getting close to closing time here, DJ. The 9 o'clock hour is about 2 minutes from us. 2 minutes from us. So, Josh Brown S'mores on the table. We do need him. We need you right here in the middle, T-Bone.
We have to make a little more room.
Well, we can make a little more room. That's no problem. But we need to
wedge him in here.
Yeah, we need to get him in here. What this gap is for is we're going to bring a TV monitor and put here, where we can have someone come up, Skyped in or what have you, on the TV monitor, and they can be part of the show with us.
Could we show videos?
Yes.
Like something, some videos we might have archived somewhere?
We've got one video that we can absolutely show.
Well, I think that'd be great.
Matter of fact, Apocalypse Now Redux?
Yeah.
Well, this is Desperately Seeking Tony the Tiger Redux, or Redo, right. However you want to say
sure.
it.
Yeah, sure.
Redux, if you're from South Alabama, yeah. I think the proper pronunciation is Redo. Redo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burnham.
I think the world's ready for a re-release anyway.
I'm going to tell you.
You need to shut up.
I tell you what, you better get ready, Burnham, because I know what you're going to say. Hey, I'll call you, Rachel. I will. You have a good day as well. The Rambo bomb scare of 88. Yep, no doubt. This is my favorite one. Well, the shut up one's one of my favorites.
Process it. Process it. Hey. No. Who are you with?
We're with BMP, pal. What's it to you?
Yeah. That fellow with that data, he sure didn't. Burnham didn't like that at all. He said, I'm going to tell you, this may be funny to you, pal, but it ain't funny to me.
He told him to shut up.
Is that smaller than the Rouge hat? I'll tell you what it is. It is, it's not funnier than...
You need to shut up.
I mean, that was classic.
That never gets
old. You really
old.
Need to watch how much data you use there, sir. What'd he say? He says...
You need to shut up.
We're going to play that in its entirety also.
Oh, man. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we, man? I mean, you know, I'm just telling you. That's a great thing.
All right, well, when you hear the music, that means we're taking it out of here. And once again, we appreciate Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for allowing us to bring Drive Time each and every morning throughout the work week. And for Ken James, our executive producer and co-host, I'm David Jennings, and hope you've enjoyed it here with us this morning. We've enjoyed having you. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time from Peach Ford in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to